Ephesians chapter 44. I, the sovereign Lord, tell you that I myself look for my sheep and take care of them. In the same way a shepherd takes care of your sheep that were shattered and are brought together again, I will bring them back from all the places where you were shattered and that dark disease would die. I will take them out of foreign countries, gather them together, and bring them back to your own land. I will lead them back to the mountains and the streams of Israel, and will feed them in pleasant pastures. I will let them graze in safety in the mountain meadows and the valleys and in all the green pastures of the land of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will find them a place to rest. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. I will look for those that are lost, bring back those that wander off, bandage those that are hurt, and heal those that are sick. But those that are fat and strong, I will destroy. Today I am a shepherd who does what is right. Now then, my flock, I, the sovereign Lord, tell you that I will shed each of you and separate the good from the bad, the sheep from the goats. Some of you are not satisfied with eating the best grass, to even trample down what you don't eat, to drink the clear water and muddy what you don't drink. The other sheep have to eat the grass you trample down and drink the water you muddy. So now I, the sovereign Lord, tell you that I will judge between you strong sheep and the weak sheep. You push the sick one aside and batter them away from the flock. But I will rustle my sheep and not let them be treated any more. I will judge each of my sheep and separate the good from the bad. I will defend as king like my servant David did with your own shepherd, and he will take care of them. I, the Lord, will be your God, and the king like my servant David will be your ruler. I have spoken.
The theme from today's readings, I think, is largely about responsibility. We've got two other readings as well, and the theme of responsibility seems to come out quite strongly. In our first reading from Ezekiel, the prophet addresses the exiles in captivity, referring to them all as Israel, whether they're from the northern or southern kingdom. Just to recap slightly, after Solomon's reign, the nation of Israel divided into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom of Israel, made up of 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom of Judah, formed of the other two tribes. Both were ruled by a series of kings and one queen in the southern kingdom before being taken into captivity. The northern kingdom by Assyria in 722 BC and the southern kingdom by Babylon in 586 BC. And both before the time of exile and during the time of exile, a number of prophets would speak to the people, bringing God's word about what was going on at the time, bringing warnings, bringing judgments. But also a lot of the prophecies concerned much more future events, the coming of Christ and that kind of thing. Ezekiel largely addressed those in exile in Babylonia after he was taken there himself in 597 BC. And his book is divided into messages of doom and judgment, followed by messages against foreign nations, and then messages of hope. And our reading, fortunately from us, is from...
Oh, yes.
Hopefully that'll... There's a bit of smoke coming from one of the lights. anyone sees flames, please talk to me. Okay, hopefully, thank you very much for that. Hopefully that's sorted that out. Fortunately, our reading from Ezekiel comes from the part of the book which is all messages of hope. However, in our reading, Ezekiel is criticizing Israel's leaders for taking care of themselves rather than the people. He outlines their sins in verses 1 to 6, which we didn't look at, and pronounces judgment on them. As I say, he not only talks to people about their current situation, but he also points to the future, about a true shepherd who would take care of his people, pointing them towards Jesus. And some of the words in verses 11 to 16 also reminded me of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Yes, many of the people of Israel and Judah had turned their back on God, had been influenced and led astray by surrounding nations and surrounding religions and beliefs. But their leaders hadn't helped the situation either, or in some cases had actively been part of leading them astray, had followed other gods themselves. These leaders would be held responsible. So this passage talks a lot about leadership responsibilities. Much later in Paul's letters of the New Testament, he encourages Christians to pray for leaders and for those in authority, just as we should do today. In a short while, we'll be carrying out the induction of elders of this church. And it's worth remembering the responsibility they have and the work they carry out, and that we should pray for them in all their duties, as well as ministers who work here and members and other leaders. Our other readings will look at responsibilities of Christians and how God helps and equips his people to carry out his will.